exclusive interview with the rock star Gene Simmons.
Indeed, Miller Man. All right, so I interviewed Gene, I guess this was week before last, at the end of that week, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. I think it was Friday. I think it was 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Okay.
And he was coming in town for that Aces and Angels event. So I sat down at the Channel 8 studios with Gene and his wife, Shannon Tweed, who's on that show, Family Jewels. And I interviewed him, and I got to tell you, I think Shannon Tweed and I had some chemistry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and that didn't go over well with Gene.
And she's mic'd up, too?
Yeah, she's mic'd up. And I got to admit, I was very nervous because I've always been scared of Gene Simmons.
Well, sure.
Because he was the demon from my childhood. Take a listen.
Gordon Keith here with another awkward television interview. In the love nest with me today is TV's Gene Simmons and television's Shannon Tweed.
Hello.
Thank you guys for being here.
Don't touch him. Touch me. Don't touch him.
Oh.
I'm such an admirer of people who have two names. A first name for a first name and a first name for a last name.
Right.
I think it's the berries.
musician, philanthropist,
mm-hmm.
raconteur.
Powerful and attractive man.
Powerful and attractive man. Yeah. 1970s heartthrob. All these have been used to describe me, but you guys can call me Gordon, which is fine. Which is fine. She's very attractive.
Yes, she is.
You can check.
I feel like competing with you for breeding rights. I don't even know what that means. It sounds very animal husbandry, though.
I don't think you should start something you're not going to finish.
Hey, I got a couple eggs in my basket.
Now, let's. You still got some eggs in your basket.
I do.
Okay, this is taking a very reproductive turn already, and I don't know why. Now, I want to ask, why are you guys in town? Your experimental treatments, Kennedy Research,
we are here,
Six Flags.
We are here to honor our troops.
Now, Gene, you're quite a patriot, or Mr. Simmons, I don't know what I'm supposed to call you.
Lord and Redeemer, or Mr. Simmons, or Gene is fine.
Okay. Gene, I'll go back with my original one. You're quite a patriot to America, although you weren't born here.
Neither was Shannon. We're both immigrants.
That's right.
Legal ones.
So perhaps you appreciate America more than some toothless meth head out in Kansas.
Worship the ground that we're allowed to walk on. And if you look back, and if you really think about America intrinsically, I used to teach sixth grade.
That had been fun. In the makeup?
No. No.
I'll
show you the outfit later. But when you really think about it, all of us are immigrants, maybe not first generation. And if you just remember that, give me your poor, your
huddled masses yearning to be free.
If you really think about it, we take so much for granted. We take our troops for granted, our way of life for granted. You'll find
the
most
toothless
patriotic.
Methods take welfare for granted, and the troops are fighting for their freedom,
even
too.
For
it's
their
a shame.
Right to be.
How many interviews do you guys do that toothless meth heads are mentioned?
That was my first, I'm loving it. I'm going to use that.
But in all seriousness, stand up and think about it, I don't remember the last boatload of people who dropped to their knees in a thankful gesture on the shores and looked up to God and said, "Thank you, God, for allowing me to come to France." They come here. They'll come here in the tens of millions, legally, illegally, because this is the land of dreams, the land of plenty, and the land that gives you every opportunity you ever dreamed of.
Meals for a buck.
There's no country like America.
Mm-hmm.
They eat burgers, jeans, and they listen to our music and watch our movies. When was the last Russian comedian you saw? I don't remember one.
Yakov Smirnov. I saw him just a couple weeks ago.
He's not allowed back there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get to know Gene Simmons a little bit more in a segment that I do with all of our celebrity interviews called Behind the Codpiece.
Ooh.
And this is where we ask family questions. Now, your original language was?
Hebrew.
And I'm assuming you can still speak it.
I can get by. And Hungarian and some German and a little English.
Have you ever performed Rock and Roll All Night in Hebrew?
In Hebrew? Not awake.
Do you think there's an audience for that?
Could you do that? I mean, do you think you could actually translate it and perform it, like at a bat mitzvah or something?
Does it translate?
Well, a bat mitzvah would be a 12-year-old girl.
I know.
A bar mitzvah would be a 13-year-old.
Well, I specifically chose a bat mitzvah.
Because it's a matriarchal system, you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I could, but there's no word, there's no phrase in England in Hebrew for rock and roll.
Really?
You'd have to
invent one.
Literally translated, it used to mean sex. So you could say that.
It's true. Let me rock
say
and roll.
Say sex to me again.
I like him.
All right, I'm obsessed with celebrity hairstyles. Shannon, what do you call yours?
Mine's hair.
Just hair. Shannon Tweed's hair.
Bed sex hair.
And yours has been described as black cotton candy.
That's fine. Oh. They don't have to be jealous. You can come over and touch.
It's going to hit you.
Can I touch?
Oh, yeah, you can play with it. Mess with
don't
it.
Don't get excited.
A lot of hair. Go ahead.
Well, I'm scared to... Will it come off
no.
if I pull it?
No, go ahead.
It doesn't
pull.
Come off if you whack
it. Looks
it.
Like a pelt.
It's good.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like yours.
You do?
Yeah, it's got kind of that gay L.A. look. It's
okay.
Very
that's kind of a shot at
no,
me.
No, you see what I mean.
What?
It's got
it's
that
not,
little...
it's not gay L.A., it's more gay Dallas.
No, come on. Come over here.
What?
Let
here,
me try
what?
It.
Here's straight
wait,
back.
Let me,
okay. And
it.
Now
let
when you put it in the front.
Watch out. I used very little glue. I used it very sparingly today.
That's good.
That's...
I'm running low.
That's hetero. Except for this part.
Except for the
swoop. You're going back in. And by the way, it's all skin. We should all get along and everybody's happy.
It's all skin.
Boy, that's true with this.
Well, he's the most—he's the second most famous Jewish rock star of all time.
Who's the most famous?
Lenny Kravitz. Everybody knows that.
I don't think so. Lenny used to dress up like I couldn't shine my boot heels.
Huh? Okay.
Oh,
well,
Lenny.
Well, you're okay. The most famous.
Bob,
or Paul Stanley is
Bob
right
Dylan.
Up there with you. Yeah, Bob Dylan. Robert Zimmerman. Bob Dylan.
That's correct.
But see, you're—I think you're most famous. Paul Stanley's also Jewish. Ace Frehley is a drunk, and Peter Criss is irrelevant. So,
no.
You certainly have dominated Kiss, I think. You ready to end this?
It's been such a thrill.
I mean, I've got more. I could end with the story of the first time we met.
You got a little schmegba on your beard.
Little what?
It's not.
You gotta wipe it off. Duck butter. You know this stuff.
Duck butter. Okay, I was going to end with the story of the first time we met in Cleveland.
But we never.
You holding my hair back when I was vomiting into a dumpster.
Oh, that was so nice of you, Jeannie.
Well, it didn't happen. I'm saying I was going to end with that, but it didn't happen, so I can't use
it
that.
It didn't happen.
It's Gene Simmons and the great Shannon Tweed, the very lovely Shannon Tweed. And if he ever leaves her, I know who she'll be with next. Lenny Kravitz, the most famous Jewish rock star of all time. Thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate it.
He's half Jewish.
There you go.
That was great.
That was great.
Great Gene Simmons.
You know what? You've got a great ability to throw yourself into the middle of a really awkward interview and just keep plugging away and keep plugging
punching,
away
yeah.
and keep punching.
Keep throwing out barbs like bagging on his bandmates and stuff like that.
Oh, wow. That was tense but funny.
I know. I listened back to that and go, what the hell am I doing? Just, I'm going to get knifed one
yes,
of these days.
Your dad was right.
And
so
I love Gene.
Why do you want to bring up that? That's one of the darkest memories of my childhood. My dad's constant refrain of, one of these days, son, somebody's going to take a knife to you.
I like that couple. I like how Gene is always real reserved, and he's always got his personality face on. And she's real bubbly and laughing.
Yeah, and giggly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're extremely charming.
Yeah.
And it's so strange. Gene's pulling off an incredible high wire act. If you watch that show, if you can hear it in the interview, he's extremely arrogant, yet he's very charming.
Yes.
And he's extremely arrogant, but he doesn't take himself seriously, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Right.
He has a good sense of humor about himself.
He's the one that gets picked on that show a lot, even though he's the most arrogant.
Right.
I don't think he was wild about the hair bit you were doing.
He let me touch it.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to upload the video at some point where you can see the video to it.
Oh, yeah, there were times when he sounded really bitter at you.
Yeah.
For good reason.
All especially right. when I asked him if I pulled on his hair, would it come off? He didn't like that.
Yes.